About 20,000 people work directly in the tourism industry in this province. But of course, that $1.1 billion industry is ground to a halt because of COVID-19. And people who work in that industry, they'll admittedly say they are hurting. This is actually Tourism Week, believe it or not. VOCM helping acknowledge the week by profiling tourism operators each morning here on our VOCM Morning Show. Teresita McCarthy is the executive director of the Belle Island Community Museum and Number 2 Mine Tour. And she is on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
So what's the plan for you guys this summer, or do you have one yet at this point in time? Are you in sort of a wait-and-see mode?
Actually, the plan for this summer hasn't been determined quite yet. The board has met, and obviously we can't even consider opening until level 3. Right now, the feasibility of opening is the big question. Not just the feasibility from a dollar and cents perspective, but the feasibility with regards to bringing our staff back in and welcoming visitors when we are in the middle of a pandemic. Last year, Fred, we saw 16,616 people from the middle of May until the first week in October. And while we welcomed many Newfoundland and Labradorians, the majority of these people were from outside our borders, Canada, and of course globally. So when you have a staff of seven people who are, you know, your permanent seasonal staff, it's difficult to know whether to open or not, because it's difficult to know if you're going to be able to pay them, or if you're going to be able to keep the lights and the heat on in the winter months when you're closed. So, yes, it's a matter of dollars and cents, but it's also a matter of making sure that your staff and your visitors are safe. And obviously, there will be standards and procedures that will come out. I know the Museum Association of Newfoundland and Labrador is working hand in glove with the Department of Tourism, Culture, Industry and Innovation to develop standards and procedures, and that's wonderful. But the actual doing it and putting it together to make sure that everybody's safe is something that we're really going to have to consider.
Well, close to 17,000 people last year during your season. And obviously people do other things when they're on Belle Island. We went over and, you know, my first time there, it was just a couple of years ago. It's a fabulous tour. Your setup is absolutely fabulous. But we did other things. We made a full day of it and stayed over. I mean, that has a big impact on the entire community. This is a huge draw.
Yeah, that's right. We are the anchor attraction for tourism here on Belle Island. And, you know, when you are a five-star status certificate holder in the tourism industry, and when you've just received the Cultural Tourism Award from the Honorable Minister Bernard Davis, you're kind of expected to keep that status elevated to the point where the economic spin-offs for your community are real. And we know only too well that if the Number 2 Mine Tour and Museum does not open in June, that the economic spin-offs for our community are going to be very heavily impacted. And so it gets back to the decision that has to be made. You know, our board is very diligent. Our staff are excellent. But the board has a big decision to make here, Fred, and they know only too well that it doesn't only impact us, it impacts the entire community.
Well, when we were there, I know my wife bought some Christmas gifts from one of the craft stores, you know,
Absolutely.
And then we had lunch at another place, and we dropped into another spot and got a couple of snacks, and that all those businesses are impacted, aren't they?
Absolutely, they are. And hence, you know, the decision to open or to close will impact more than the Number 2 Mine Tour Museum.
All right. Well, hopefully it will be over soon and things will get back to normal. I'm wishing you a good season. Hopefully it will work out for you somewhat. I know it's going to be a little bit late regardless, but good luck this summer.
Thank you so much, Fred, and thank you to you and Carrie for the opportunity of speaking this morning.
All right. Good luck to you and everybody else on Belle Island. Thanks for this.
Thank you.
That is Teresita McCarthy. She's the executive director of the Belle Island Community Museum and Number 2 Mine Tour.